Good morning, Arizona homeowners. Welcome to hour number two of Rosie on the House. We are outdoors this chilly morning, although it's not bad. It was colder a couple weeks ago. I think it only said 44 on my truck this morning. Hang on just a second.
Cloudy.
There you go.
Oh, the on
microphone.
That on button with the red light supposed to be on.
We got a nice little shower at our house.
Yeah.
Very light, very light.
But pretty wet, and so that keeps it warmer. But it's supposed to get pretty cold next week. Middle of the week, we're looking at probably near freezing even in town. So probably really cold if you're in the outer line areas. So
you're out Christmas shopping today, it might be a good time to stock up on a little freeze cloth.
That'd make a good Christmas present, wouldn't it?
Just what I wanted.
I think you might get in trouble for that.
Well, I mean, bring it home for yourself while you're out about shopping.
And then you could walk around with it, kind of bundle yourself up.
You could do that.
Keep you warm while you're shopping, and then keep the plants warm next week.
You know, at the time, it seems like a bad gift, but about mid to late January, when you forget all the presents you got, and you're looking at your frost-burnt landscape.
Yeah.
You might have been like, I should have taken the frost cloth.
Well, you guys have been talking a lot about Christmas gifts and gift ideas and traditions and all kinds of things. I think that a lot of times, we have people, maybe on the, what would you call them, on the periphery of the gift-giving thing, so like a teacher or maybe a neighbor that's done some favors for you or, maybe a... You get an unexpected present from somebody you hadn't bought anything for, so you need to return. That ever happened to you? You need to return. So the nursery and garden center, I think, is a great place for those kind of under $25 or $30. Maybe you got a gift exchange you have to go to, and there's a limit. There's all kinds of things, if you have a budget or that are unique. Types of gifts, from poinsettias to Christmas cactus to little topiaried rosemary or lavender plants to maybe a pair of gloves. Maybe you just throw a little, get a little pot or a basket and throw some seeds and a little potting soil and a little hand trowel in there. If that's a great gift for, like a teacher or somebody like that. It's just wonderful, unique, hand-selected. I mean, they can really tell you. You spent a little time. Maybe you're going to a Christmas party. You need a host or hostess gift. I mean, stick a pre-made little color bowl or arrangement of bedding plants in a little pot so they can put it on a, on the outdoor table or maybe by their entryway. Just all kinds of things. There's limitless what you can do out of the nursery for gift ideas, I think.
And what's great about the nursery is no present looks like a last-minute idea.
Yeah, it's not, oh, man, we were in Walgreens, we're at the drugstore and grabbed one of those as-seen-on-TV things,
Or a gift card that never gets used.
Yeah. Well, although the gift card to the nurseries generally get used. It's probably not a bad idea to a nursery because, maybe they want a certain fruit tree that you don't know what they want. We get that for fruit trees and roses. I don't know what color, whatever they want. Here's a gift card. A gift card to some obscure restaurant that... Then they expire. That galls me more than anything else is gift cards that have an expiration on them. But I think there's just a tremendous opportunity. The gift of maybe a landscape design or a tree planting or something like that for somebody that just moved into a new home. How about buy them an hour of consultation services to a nursery or landscape center that can come out and help them get started? That's a hard thing to do if you're a new homeowner, is where do I even start?
And it's very easy to have an idea of what you want and maybe get started. And then along your way, you find all these other better ideas that, oh, man, that's a really neat tree. Or, man, I should have run that extra line. Or why didn't we put low voltage lighting power in this trench while it was open the first time?
Yep, there you go. So maybe having somebody help you through that, or buying, a gift certificate or a session in advance of that would be a great idea. If you got somebody on your list that's a new homeowner or getting ready to redo their house, great, great gift ideas there.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. If you get on the phone We'll at least get you an answer, whether it's on or off air. We'll get you an answer if you get in on the phones. You can also text 411-923. Text 411-923. There's, due to volume, there's no guarantee we'll get to your text. But if you're in a place where you can't call or you don't have a few minutes to wait on hold and go through the screening process, you can text in a 120-character message to 411-923. We start this Saturday in Glendale with Larry talking orange trees. Good morning, Larry.
Morning.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, got orange trees probably, I don't know, 50 to 60 years old, I suppose. But it's lost its leaves early. The fruit looks good on it.
When you say lost its leaves, has lost all of its leaves?
Well, no, not all of them, but most of them.
Most of them. Well, you know, it's not uncommon for citrus to lose some leaves through the winter months. They are not deciduous and shouldn't lose all of their leaves. You know, generally when they slough foliage, though, is in the late winter or early spring, about the time that they're getting ready to blossom.
Yeah, usually around March.
Correct. So if it's lost a lot of foliage now and it has a lot of fruit on it, there's a pretty good chance it's stressed from this past summer. Maybe you haven't been fertilizing it quite enough. Maybe you're overwatering it. I just find an awful lot of people this time of year that have not adjusted irrigation systems. I was on a consultation just last week to a guy's house, and citrus trees were yellow, not as green as they should be, and he's still watering on his summertime schedule.
Yeah.
And, boy, you should be watering about a fourth of what you watered this last summer. So double-check your water schedule. Make sure you've adjusted and cut it back. Make sure this coming late January, early February, you get some good citrus food and apply a good application of fertilizer to it and keep that tree well fed.
He said 50 years old, maybe. How long can you expect a citrus to produce? 70,
well,
80,
it's probably
100?
Getting on about, you know, towards its past
its prime.
So certainly that's part of the issue as well.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. As we move now to Mesa and bring Jean into the conversation. Or Jane.
Jean.
Let me go ahead.
Thank you. I have a question about a Christmas cactus. It's probably a little more than 2 years old. It's never bloomed. It's healthy looking and green. I haven't overwatered it, I don't think. But it's just sitting there. It's not growing leaves or anything. Is there a type of fertilizer that I can put on that plant?
Well, a couple of things. Have you ever repotted it since you got it? Is it still in the same pot?
No, it's repotted.
It's in a big, you put it in a slightly bigger pot?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Do you fertilize it at all?
No.
Okay.
Someone told me that Epsom salts works. Does that work?
Well, Epsom salts can make blooms bigger. It would not help it if it didn't have any blooms.
Yeah,
perhaps. you'd want to use something, you know, that's designed for blooming plants. You know, there's some good liquid fertilizers out there, Biofeed. There's Fertilome makes a blooming and rooting, or their hanging basket and geranium food. And typically we want to fertilize Christmas cactus through the spring and summer, and then we rest them in the fall. Some people will even put them in the dark for a little while in October or November, kind of let them dry, get them real dry, put them in a dark place, let them rest, and then bring them out and they'll start blooming. So those are some things you probably would want to try. But certainly throughout the year, you need to be fertilizing it. Yes, so that could be part of the issue. Now, sometimes if you don't rest them, like to put it in a dark closet thing or quit watering it, kind of rest it out, they'll bloom, but they're going to bloom more like in March or April. So it could still bloom yet.
And you had mentioned repotting it, and she said she already had. Is that something you have to do regularly or annually? Or
well, you know, on occasion. You know, what folks have to remember is when you generally buy a potted plant that's an indoor-type plant, like any house plant, Christmas cactus, you know, you bought it for a reason. It looked really good in that pot. So it's probably as good as it's going to get. It's at its maximum peak state or performance in the size, given the size of pot that it's in. So one of the first things you should do after you've enjoyed it for a while is get a little bit bigger pot. Don't go twice as big, maybe 20% bigger, and repot your house plants and your gift type plants if you want to keep them growing and keep them performing the way you'd like.
We appreciate the call, Gene. It's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you on this nice crisp morning.
It feels like Christmas out there. It's wonderful. It's a great day to do some Christmas shopping, be in the garden. It's wonderful out.
And it's in the garden. It's the time of year where you don't really break a sweat doing it. So it's the best time to
plant some stuff. Today's a great day to do that, right?
What could I plant today?
Well, just about any shade tree. This is the best time in the world to plant shade trees like elms and ash and redbush pistache, even desert trees like Palo Verdes and mesquites. Just a wonderful time to get them established. Vines, any of your cold hardy vines. What you probably don't want to plant, it might be easier to just say, you might want to consider not planting the real frost tender type things now, the tropicals like hibiscus or bougainvilleas, you know, just in case we do get that cold snap. A new young planted frost sensitive plant's going to have a little more trouble getting through the cold than an established one. But other than that, just about anything, still do winter vegetables. So a lot of people still coming in buying lettuce and chard and spinach and broccoli and Brussels sprouts and cabbage and those types of things, onion
the
sets.
The seeds, they're buying the seed packages.
Not necessarily.
Oh, the starters.
Starters.
Oh, okay. All right.
But you can still sow from seed those things.
Okay.
Sure. You can still do both.